the home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Diamondbacks front office focus with Wolf and Luke.
At D-backs Rockies from Salt River Field today, Merrill Kelly on the mound, second appearance of the spring. He looked the same in his first appearance as he did in the playoffs last year, basically.
Go Merrill.
Mike Fitzgerald, D-backs assistant general manager, joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Mike, thank you for the time. How did how'd the offseason go for you?
You got it, guys. Yeah, it was a shorter offseason, but for a reason that all of us here hope we have to deal with moving forward for years to come. So it ended in a bitter way, but you know, you turn the page at some point. Tori's talked about this a lot, kind of sitting down, rehashing all the things that went well and the progress that can be built upon. And we tried to sit out and do that from a roster standpoint and from a cultural standpoint. And I think we feel like we're in a solid spot here as we're about 2 weeks away from 2024. Kicking off officially.
Yeah, Mike, you know, thanks for joining us, man. I really appreciate it. I wanted to start with this, something philosophical. You're going to love that, right? Philosophical. But, you know, does expectation, because there's a lot of expectations surrounding this team right now, does that ever factor into player evaluation?
We've tried to be really intentional with focusing on standards over expectations. We want to run our own race. We have a lot of talented individuals under our roof who hold themselves to an extremely high standard, and that's how we want to evaluate ourselves, to have our players evaluating each other and holding each other accountable in that space. And so we've tried to intentionally focus on running our own race, set the standard. We talked about it a lot last year. We want to go 1-0 today. We want to take care of our business today, handle what we can today, not look too far ahead, not hold on to too much in the past, learn from the past, take the task at hand today and see what we can do. And that rewarded us last year. And I think that's kind of increased the commitment level to really, really focusing on the standard and the expectations will exist. Those are a privilege. I think Gallon said that early on, you know, you have the run we had in October and that naturally is going to kind of elevate that bar, but we're trying to run our own race, be focused on the right hard and take it day by day.
We're talking to Mike Fitzgerald. Mike, you guys you didn't really touch the bullpen much in the offseason, but there's a lot of additions this offseason. I'm just curious where you think you guys have improved the most on paper, at least.
I think on paper, lineup is likely to be pretty deep and deeper than we've had in the past from a 1-9 standpoint. And regardless of left-handed starter, right-handed starter, I think we feel really good about the balance we'll have in that lineup from a power standpoint, from an ability to get on base. We don't want to run from what our identity was last year, where we were really tough at bat. We found ways to get on base and we put pressure on teams on the bases, but we also thought we had an opportunity to add some more thump to the lineup and do it in a way where we can still have those guys understanding what our collective team identity is and how they fit into that. And just because you're a guy that has a chance to go out and hit 25 home runs doesn't mean that Dave McKay is not going to have the standard that you take first to thirds effectively and do the little things to help us win games in the margins as well. So I think our lineup's more balanced, deeper, probably a little bit more thump than we've had in the past, and hopefully that allows us to maximize the 27 outs we're given on a night and try to go out and fight collectively to put up as many runs as we can.
Mike, any surprises so far in spring training? Guys that have kind of got your attention or wowed you in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I'll go like off the beaten path a little bit on this one. Humberto Castellanos basically spent most of the last 18 months trying to rehab from an elbow surgery. He showed up looking like a new human. he went down and pitched in winter ball this winter. He's had a tough road back. I know a lot of guys have been talking about Corbin Martin's road back as well. I think both of those guys, just knowing what they had to go through from a mental standpoint, from a rehab standpoint, they're two really fierce competitors, and seeing them get the chance to climb back up into a heightened competitive space as opposed to just kind of going through those rehab motions has been cool to see. And I think both of those guys stand out just in terms of how they attack their rehab and put themselves in a spot to come into the spring and compete and show us the progress they've made.
We're talking to Mike Fitzgerald. Mike, one of the guys that's been sent down is Jordan Lawler, who's obviously a pretty big name, especially in prospect circles. What's your goal for him this season? Or what's the plan for him as far as working on things in Reno?
Yeah, I think last year in spring training, we challenged him with becoming a more consistent player defensively. And to his credit, he went out and did that. And even though the offense wasn't what it was, you know, what he wanted it to be when he had the time with the big league team last year, from a consistency standpoint on the defensive side of the ball, he was everything we could have asked for. This year, the message was more along the lines of consistency in that offensive approach. And his highs are really, really, really strong. But how can we kind of raise those valleys and get consistent production throughout the course of the season on that side of the ball, as well as on the defensive side of the ball? So that was the message to him going down there. To do that, we want to get him as many reps as possible. And so being able to play every day, get regular at-bats every day, is what we believe is going to put him in the best spot to get to a point where he's on this big league team and we're not looking back and he's not looking back. And we get to, you know, have him become a core part of this fabric.
So, Mike, what positions on the roster right now would you say are going to come down to the last day, the very last day of spring training?
I think that final spot in the rotation, we'll probably continue to have discussions around what that looks like going deep into these next 2 weeks. There's probably a couple bullpen decisions that need to be made as well on that side of things. And then, you know, it's no surprise when people look out and kind of see who's playing shortstop throughout this spring that our backup shortstop spot is one where we want to figure out how to best complement Perdomo, kind of taking those everyday at-bats and the regular starts there. So those are probably the three main areas that we'll have to dive into, you know, that we've been diving into and that we'll have to continue to watch closely here over these next 2 weeks as we try to put the best 26-man group out there come March 28th.
Mike, Merrill Kelly starting today. Zach Gallen started yesterday. You know, just given what they've already shown they can do at the major league level and obviously now well into the World Series, I know you guys held them back a little bit to start spring training, but what do guys like that have to work on at this point?
Yeah, I think finding a feel both physically and mentally is kind of the main thing, which is ambiguous in ways, but to your point, those guys have earned the right to ramp up into this thing in a way that we all believe will help them be effective for the next 6+ months. So that's kind of been our mentality there. We're not trying to go out and win a 100-meter dash with any of our guys here. You know, we want to go win a 6-month marathon and then hopefully a little 1-month sprint after that. So that's kind of been our mentality with everybody. Again, beneficial but unforeseen challenges and kind of unexplored territories in terms of pitching into November, pitching into late October for those guys. So we're just trying to make educated decisions on how to put those guys in the best spot to go have a really, really strong collective 6 months. And then hopefully we're getting more opportunities to hand them the ball in October and have us hop on their backs and ride them as deep as they'll take us.
You know, Mike, when you've got Tommy Henry and Ryne Nelson, and we've heard an awful lot about other candidates as well for that number 5 starter right now, how much do you think, if at all, handedness is going to come down to it? A left-handed pitcher, right-handed pitcher, how much do you think that's going to factor into the final decision?
It's definitely something that gets talked about. I think that could be used more if we find ourselves having a really hard time. We feel like we're splitting hairs between who gives us the best shot to win games out of the chute. I think the nice part about it is that type of decision, while we want to get it right out of the gate, it's not necessarily an irreversible decision. So we kind of get a chance to say, hey, this is where we think our feet are today. This is the guy that we think is going to give us the best chance to win that fifth game of the year. And we can still read and react on how the first couple weeks go. And if it's really, really tight, I can see us having handedness be, you know, a variable or a factor in that. But we're going to, you know, I don't know that it's going to be an overriding factor. We're going to try to give us the guy that we think has the best chance to work through a lineup multiple times and hand the ball off to a bullpen with a lead.
Mike, we appreciate the time as always. Good
Thank
luck
you,
this
Mike.
Year. All right?
Thanks, guys. Take care. Talk soon.